from our break with one correction on the consent agenda 5D. The correction should be November 1st, 2025, should read November 1st, 2024. Okay, now we are on to item 7. So we are recessing as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, convening as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District, and public comment item A. Is there any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Okay. Moving on to item B, update on the campground.
Hello. Good morning, Jessica Skillen. Another update. We did one last week, but the contract is moving forward. They got the right insurances. We're good to go. Now it's just internal. There's 7 that people that have to sign this emergency contract, so 2 down and 5 to go. Mid-September is what they're telling us now that we're on their books. There is a tarp on there, and they made sure that the tarp is securely fastened with all these big winds and brief rainstorms that we're getting, so there's not going to be any more leakage in there. So just need a little bit more time, and I'm not sure if I need to come back again until the repairs are completely done, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. When it's time to terminate, then you would come back again.
Okay.
Good to see you.
And thank you for a great meeting. This was very moving. I have 10 years in, so I have 20 more to go, I guess.
Oh, we go fast.
Yes. Yeah. We go fast, apparently.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So do we need to take action on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
And the action is to extend again, correct?
Thank you.
All righty. Director Cops, Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
And Director Ogren.
Aye. Moving on to item.
Through the chair real quick. Jessica, I'm curious that you can come back on something else. Maybe agendize an item on some of the improvements that we've talked about over the years at Lake Siskiyou. One has been putting in a well permanently for the campground, and another one was extending the boat ramp so that in low water years, boats can stay in longer. It's something we've talked about relatively over the past for quite a few years. So I'd be open to that dialogue in an open session. So.
We did a little bit of research on that well. I think Supervisor Ben Swala kind of brought that up when I first started. So we did put in a filtration system because we get a natural spring that
right.
comes
Understood.
Through that.
So, I'm sorry. So I think the direction is to bring that back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. I would do more research. Well, and improvements.
Well, and the boat ramp in particular. Yeah.
Maybe with that, with the new operator, how that's working out too.
Okay. Yeah.
An update of how they're operating.
Sure. And then I can have them come on too, because they're more than willing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Item C, minute approval for June 17th.
I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye. We will adjourn as Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as County Service Area 4. Do we have any public comment in the room? Any online?
Show none online.
Minute approval for June 17,
2025. No corrections were given.
Move to approve.
A second.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, who is the second? Thank you. All righty. Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
And Director Ogren?
Aye. We will adjourn as County Service Area 4 and reconvene as Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. We're going to review the status of the lower climate dam removal or resolution 2451. Nobody here to talk about that. So we want to make a motion. We want to have a discussion.
Rick Dean have anything to say about that?
He's back there.
Director Dean, back there.
He's most effective.
Yes.
Good morning, Rick Dean, Community Development Director of the County of Siskiyou, regarding the dam conversation. All the wells have not been completed, I would just say that. The Patricia Avenue, everything else from our perspective is pretty well dealt with. Water sampling and so forth, heavy metals have transitioned down to the little drinking water standards at this time, the last sampling. So don't have a concern with that at this time. We did have one individual reach out for help with the well, which we referred to KRC to try to make that.
How about the air quality sampling?
I'm not aware of that, those results or that program. Mr. Smith would have better information for you.
Well, I thought this was about done a couple months ago. I think you had actually urged us to put it in place one more time at that time. See if you need to carry it forward from here.
Well, that's just a lingering thing. It's getting the flows on Patricia Avenue with all the wells up 100% to where they're at, and that hasn't occurred yet. So that'd be the only recommendation I would have to keep it in place.
Okay.
I would agree only because we haven't been through the summer months yet, per se, and what those flows are going to do.
Well, there's no guarantee because obviously there's some amount of arsenic in that area, and that seems to be an issue with those wells as well. And, I mean, realistically, this whole project continues to evolve and have other issues that I think are going to pertain to emergency, like right now with all these trees and logs they're putting in the tribs up there. Like next time we get a big flood like we did this winter, that's going to be an emergency because they're going to be stacked up against bridges. This is just, it's a continual disaster, and I think that dropping our declaration would not be well advised right now.
I'll make the move to extend, but I also want to draw attention to everything I say every time this comes up, is that the real emergency at this point for the bulk of my district is the lack of returning fish that couldn't make it through the sludge this year in the Scott River system. That's a real issue.
So I'll second your motion.
Motion.
And just a quick question. Didn't we talk about something with regard to an emergency deck on a fish?
We did, not where it went.
Yeah.
Went somewhere. I think
I can
address
that. Natalie Cunningham-Hessel, myself, the Director of Emergency Services, and the Natural Resource Policy Specialist met a couple of times on this issue, and at present, at a staff level, we are not recommending the use of the California Emergency Services Act for those conditions.
Could we have that, I guess, agendized to talk about that? Because with the lingering drought declaration, curtailments on the Scott and Shasta, the low numbers that were received during dam removal of returning spawners, and then AB 263 that we're facing as well, I want to know why we wouldn't consider it.
Well, if it's not an emergency, some other instrument to draw attention
something.
To what what has happened that is going to, that we don't want to be blamed for.
Yeah, because we've proposed to the Department of Fish and Wildlife and U.S. Fish and Wildlife that our systems are not to be held liable for low numbers 3 years hence from dam removal. And while we've gotten verbal commitment to that, there's nothing really in writing to that effect, and whoever's here in 3 years may forget that was even brought up. So
if I could just interject, I think for me a better approach would be to invite Chuck Bonham to speak before the board on that subject. To me, I mean, you know, I think there's always unintended consequences, things that we can't think about, so to speak. I don't necessarily support an emergency declaration. I think we've gone down that path far too long on any declaration. We are dealing with latent issues, the wells, that is I do not discount what the issue, what's going on there. What the path forward is, I don't know. I kind of assume that something is going to happen at some point in time. But at the end of the day, every day goes farther. They're out. They're done. What's going on? I think there's a nexus between the sludge and the salmon thing, but they know that. They knew that ahead of time. They knew 3 years was good, at least, that kind of thing. So again, I think we take another approach, get Chuck Bonham or someone from the Fish and Game to come and tell us what's going on and where they're at with this. The drought declaration, that's another issue unto itself, right? I mean, that's connected, but not specific to it.
And staff will bring that forward at the next meeting to have a discussion.
And can we explore with that the likelihood of having this as a state-caused emergency? Because essentially it is.
And staff can have internal discussions about that as part of preparing for that meeting.
Okay, we have a motion on the table.
All righty. Excuse me, Supervisor Valenzuela.
No.
Excuse me, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobzef?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Okay, with that, moving on to item 10, minute approval for June 17th, 2025.
Received no corrections for those?
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Do you want to do board and staff reports now before we go on to close?
That'd be great.
Okay.
I got one item I'd like to bring before the board. Okay. I had the opportunity to go out with Patrick Griffin on a wolf tour, so to speak, on Saturday this past, and I found that very interesting. Actually got to see two wolf pups, which was, caught me by surprise, caught Patrick by surprise. And we didn't stay there to linger. He doesn't want to interact with them, so to speak. So it was very eye-opening.
I'll pass.
Okay.
I've been to, obviously, many fire meetings since the last board meeting. And we had a well-attended public meeting on Sunday evening in Scott Valley. Actually, most people I've seen in a public meeting for a fire in probably the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Most people have the Shelley fire seared in their brain, and most of the my constituents' reaction to this fire is largely reliving Shelley and not the founder and what's going on with this fire. But I'm satisfied with doing everything I can on this fire, and it is Manning Peak is named for a reason, where this fire is. And once they heal in the north end, which I see black on this on the map that Chris Patterson gave us, that's where the real threat is, and the real progression. The rest of it to the south is pretty rocky, so I'm pretty satisfied with this as well. But pay attention to Butler. Being managed by the Six Rivers. I only bring that up because once the Yukon district was transferred to the Six Rivers management, it's a piece of the county that is kind of lost to us from a communication standpoint because we're dealing with a different forest.
Yeah.
And the other issue with that for me is that my constituents don't know who to talk to. They're really confused, because they do know our public safety is with Siskiyou County, the fire's with Arcata, basically, and the Six Rivers National Forest, but it's just mass confusion. And I don't know why the Forest Service doesn't listen to us and bring it back into the National Forest and make it part of the county again, because it matches the congressional districts, the other government districts, everything else. It's just a mess.
So when I was back in D.C., I did talk to the forest, head of the forest, as high up as I could go.
Yeah.
They talked about consolidating, which would probably be a benefit for Siskiyou County.
Yeah,
and the word I got back in the day was how far a horse could travel is how they drew the Forest Service lines.
Yeah.
So obviously antiquated. That Yukon thing's been a headache for Siskiyou County forever, but how about if it's all XYZ forest is still going to probably deal with communication issues.
Yeah, it just doesn't line up with other jurisdictional boundaries right now with the sector management over there. And it gets, you know, from my perspective, when I was working for the agency, it gets ignored. That piece of the landscape, because the focus for the six rivers is on the population centers in that board.
Well, the UConn seems to be passed back and forth over the years.
So the Board of Supervisors historically, numerous times, has had numerous requests in bringing the UConn back in.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on deaf ears, but we're on record more than once of, because it goes clear back to Supervisor Armstrong.
Yeah.
Bringing that back in.
Yeah, you know, again, I don't want to believe it is too much, but, you know, from a tactical standpoint, fighting fire makes it extremely complicated because the air attack demarcation line is right down Holy Creek. And so you have the response team from this side responding up to that boundary and then coming in to that watershed boundary in the middle of the wilderness from the other direction, and they don't cross communication with one another until they get out there in the middle of nowhere. And we've got a lot of near misses because of that.
Okay. All I have is that I went to the public meeting for fire Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it was very well received, and the information sharing was amazing, and I did it. I have a few conversations with IMT leaders, PIO. I let them know that they, at the very minimum, need to have sandwich boards down in Salmon River, and to keep that information flowing to those folks that feel like they are very isolated and not included. So they needed to have a presence down there, and that was very well received from them. So other than that, I think we need to go into close.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
boy.
Thank you.